Toronto Zoomer Radio, that song for listener Maureen the Hawk, Hey Babaloo, and James Brown in there too on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, along with our friend Lauren O'Neill, senior news editor with Blog.to. Happy soggy gray Monday, Lauren.
Oh my gosh, is it ever soggy out there? But at least it's warm.
Yes, that's right. It is steamy, isn't it?
Steamy. A little too warm, perhaps, for my hair not to frizz up.
But, exactly. We all have the same issue, sister. This headline on Blog.to got my attention. A Toronto casting call will pay almost $6,000 for people to wear their pajamas all day?
Yeah. So we see a lot of these casting calls come through our inbox. And some of them are just like, whatever, but some of them really catch our eyes because they're so funny. This one is for a commercial, it looks like, for a laundry detergent brand. They don't say which one in the casting call, but essentially they're looking for men who are comfortable, relaxed, enjoy sitting back in a comfy chair, and want to wear pajamas all day long, ages 30 to 50. And if selected for this ad, they're going to make almost $6,000 each for like one day of shooting.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Our Andy Wilson fits the description. 30 to 50 in that age group, Andy. $6,000. You could do that after you finish the morning Zoom.
I could do that lying down, yeah. Literally.
You literally could. You would have to do that lying down. I think it's required. Casting call is open now, but submissions actually close today. So, Andy, get in there quick. Before it closes, and Zoom callbacks will take place on July 21st. So you don't even necessarily have to go in to get the role. You're doing it all.
Wow. Talk about the ultimate lazy role, right? You don't even need to show up. Just send stuff in, keep eating your potato chips, sit on your couch. Sounds like the perfect gig. Saw this post last week. It was a tweet, actually, from someone who was kind of panicked because a raccoon had made its way to the top of a hydro pole. I think it was a hydro pole, or was it a light standard, Lauren?
Yeah, it was a light. It was a light stand.
Okay.
But similar thing. This actually happens quite a bit. Raccoons are great little climbers, and so this one had climbed in downtown Toronto to the top of like a light fixture, and a woman in a nearby building took a photo, and she was basically like, can anyone assist this raccoon? 311 says they can't do anything. She contacted, tagged Toronto Animal Services, and someone very famous reached out, retweeted it, and that person was Jan Arden, none other than Canadian musician Jan Arden, and she retweeted the post saying, I will buy lunch to anyone who can help this raccoon, essentially. It's just so sweet. But unfortunately, there was nothing anybody could really do, which is not a bad thing for the raccoon because, as the city of Toronto has said again and again, every time this happens, raccoons do climb up streetlights and hydro poles all the time, and they usually make their way down on their own. He's probably just up there sunbathing. Like, they're usually not in distress when this happens. And so that's why they wait 24 hours before they go and rescue them. So the raccoon, there have been no updates, so it appears the raccoon just went away on his own. Mm-hmm. But it was still kind of funny, to see everyone coming together and just to see Jan Arden, dear people of Toronto, help this little raccoon. Come on, I'll buy you lunch. It was really cute.
Oh, she loves animals, all animals.
Yeah. Yes. Big time, yeah.
Sammy and I were talking about this earlier, Lauren. Doug Ford's huge Toronto home just went up for sale at $3.2 million. But if there are multiple bids, that baby could go for $4 million.
Oh, my gosh, if not higher, right? Like, it's a gorgeous property. I just love these real estate listings, especially of famous people's homes, because it's like I get to creep it inside their world, and see how they live. Doug Ford's house is, the house that he is currently selling is really nice. I was just blown away by all of the closet space. Like there's four like bedrooms that aside from the main bedroom, they all have walk-in closets. And like in the photos in the listing, some of them are staged with like Gucci bags and like, it's just very opulent looking, and I love that. Have you guys seen the ad? Do you love it?
Yeah. Well, you know what, too? It's like whatever we don't have, we notice in other people's houses. So I was also looking at the closet space and thinking, I could really use the room in my home, too.
And those lucky daughters, right? Having walk-in closets as they were growing up.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, wow, to have all girls too and walk-in closets, it's just a perfect situation there.
But yes.
The pool
yes.
is also really nice.
For the shoes, if nothing else.
Yeah.
For the coolest and most unique Toronto stories, go to blogto.com. Lauren O'Neill, senior news editor at BlogTO, joins us every Monday and Friday. Enjoy the week, Lauren.
Thank you so much. Talk to you Friday.